Tonight, sources telling ABC News Secretary of State Marco Rubio told G7 leaders in France the war in Iran could last another 2 to 4 weeks.
We are on or ahead of schedule in that operation and expect to conclude it at the appropriate time here in a matter of weeks, not months.
2,200 Marines are set to arrive in the Middle East any day now, and up to 1,500 paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne preparing to deploy, sparking speculation the Pentagon is preparing for a possible ground offensive in Iran. But tonight, Secretary Rubio saying the U.S. can still achieve its goals without putting boots on the ground.
We can achieve them without any ground troops, without any.
Those troops headed to the region as the U.S. looks to break Iran's chokehold on the critical Strait of Hormuz, sending shockwaves through global energy markets, oil and gas prices skyrocketing. Global oil prices tonight above $100 a barrel, gas prices in the U.S. closing in on $4 per gallon. Drivers in many parts of the country already paying more than that to fill up, prices up more than a dollar since President Trump started the war.
And David, back to that breaking news. We now know that 12 U.S. service members were injured in an Iranian attack on this U.S. airbase earlier today in Saudi Arabia. Two of them seriously wounded. We also know several aircraft were damaged as a result of that attack. More than 300 U.S. service members, the Pentagon says, have been wounded since this war began. At least 13, David, have lost their lives.